Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of 1 Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called to Samuel a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May all God's people say amen to that.
Amen.
I want to say good morning to you all, first things first, and thank you for welcoming my wife Tanya and I this morning to worship with you. As I was preparing for today, I was wondering what scripture I wanted to preach for you. Now, has anyone ever needed scripture and just opened your Bible to see what it would say? You'll find if you do that, more often than not, you get exactly the scripture you need. And so that's what I did. I opened my Bible and found the Gospel of John. And this passage specifically from the first chapter, it really explains our call. Sometimes being a Christian can feel overcomplicated, and so this really says everything we need to know. And so the reading is John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. Let's listen for the word of the Lord together. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord for our day. Thanks be to God. I want you all to come and see the very beginning with me. So let's go back. Let's go back to the very beginning. Let's go back and for these next few minutes, forget we know how this story ends. Let's go back to before the resurrection. Let's go back to before the journey to that final Passover and the crucifixion, before the miracles, before the signs, before the teachings, before there was any hint of what was to come. Come and see the very start of everything. Come and see how this unknown guy walking through the wilderness would start a movement that would change the world. Come and see how he does the unlikely with the unlikely in the unlikely. Come and see, my friends. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see that God accomplishes great things with unlikely people. Other than John the Baptist, no one knew who this guy was yet. Because at this point in the story, he's done nothing. He said nothing. Now, sure, we get those beautiful poetic words of the prologue all about the Word becoming flesh and living among us. But those words, those are for us. Those are for the readers who come years after the fact. So a little earlier in this chapter, we hear that one day this guy is walking toward John the Baptist. Just one day. Not on some day when the skies split in two, revealing the glory of God. Not on some day when the ground shakes with anticipation for the Lord. Just one day. Like any other day, this guy is walking to see John the Baptist. And John immediately declares, "Here is the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world." And the grand response from this guy, this Lamb of God? Nothing. He doesn't say or do anything, not yet. And then the next day, John is with his own disciples. And here comes this guy again, and John says, "Look, it's the Lamb of God." Now remember, he has said nothing. He's done nothing yet. But just hearing John say that, two of his disciples immediately go to follow him. And when this Lamb of God notices them, he asks what they want. And they say they want to know where he's staying. His only response to them, "Come and see." Some of his first words in this entire gospel are, "Come and see." Now, we often say this is a very early discipleship call, but what it really seems like to me is an invitation to witness the miraculous. Come and see the miraculous things that are going to take place. And so finally, we're caught up to the passage this morning. And the entire story so far is full of unlikely people, the ones on the outskirts of society. This guy who we know is Jesus. He goes to Galilee and sees someone named Philip. And as we see again, Jesus is a man of few words early in his ministry. He sees Philip and just says, "Follow me." Even more amazing, though, is that Philip does. That's all it took for him. "Follow me," and Philip goes. And so he goes and finds someone named Nathanael and says to him, "We have found the Messiah." And at the end of his proclamation, Philip invites Nathanael to come and see. Come and see, my friends, come and see that God accomplishes great things with unlikely people. Come and see. Come and see that God accomplishes great things in unlikely places. Now, if we were to ask the people living at the time of Jesus, where is a Savior going to come from? Most likely, they'd all say, from some great nation, some great city. Those ancient theologians and philosophers all pointed to a great warrior who would come riding in from the great nation of wherever. For the people of Jesus, the Israelites, that great place, that city, is Jerusalem. from an upstanding family. But as we've just seen this morning, the Messiah, as declared by John the Baptist and Philip, even Nathanael, is this Jesus, son of Joseph, a carpenter from Nazareth. Very clearly an average, nondescript man. So average, in fact, we don't ever see him again after the birth stories, do we? But what's most telling about him is where he's from, Nazareth. Even Nathanael couldn't hold back the laughter at the thought of it. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Almost as though he's saying, silly Philip, you're so easily tricked, aren't you? Nazareth was a backwater town, if there ever was one. Certainly no Jerusalem, no Rome, no Athens. It's a town roughly between the Mediterranean Sea and the Sea of Galilee. Definitely not a place even worthy of a postcard, let alone the Messiah. And yet it is from exactly this place, this unlikely place, where God decides to change the world. Now, so often we believe great things can only come from great places, but as we see today, that's just not the case. So come and see, my friends, come and see that God accomplishes great things in unlikely places. Come and see. Come and see that God can accomplish great things in you. Come and see that Jesus already sees you, that Jesus already knows you, that Jesus already loves you. Think about the passage again. When was it that Nathanael believed? Because it wasn't at first, was it? When Philip came to tell him, Nathanael mocked Philip. Nathanael's mocking Jesus. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? What convinced Nathanael was that Jesus saw him under the fig tree, because it was that moment where Nathanael realized Jesus already saw him, that Jesus already knew him, that Jesus already loved him. And so the same goes for us. Those of us who know Jesus only know him because he knew us first. We can show the light of Christ to the world only because he showed it to each of us first. And we can offer that love only because Christ loved us first. And we certainly don't need to be someone the rest of the world considers great, do we? We almost never see Philip or Nathanael again in Scripture. God is always found with the most unlikely people. Jesus' entire earthly ministry is for the most unlikely. And our call today, or really our invitation from Christ today, is to join him in the miraculously unexpected, to join Christ in sharing his gospel message with the world. You see, it's not enough to just believe in Jesus. Discipleship means we have to follow him. We must follow him to those unlikely places to find the unlikely people. And once there, we can offer them the same invitation we've all accepted in our lives. Come and see. Come and see, my friends. Come and see that God is accomplishing great things in you, in each of you here. Come and see. Come and see that God can accomplish great things in this place. So when you think of great places, great cities, what comes to mind? The Big Apple? The Big Easy, the city of brotherly love. It's easy to understand why we may think something great has to start in a big place, right? Get the biggest audience possible. It just makes sense, doesn't it? But as we know, God doesn't much care what we think makes sense for God's creation. You see, God is always working, and often in the most unlikely places. Just think of our story this morning. Nazareth was practically a joke to Nathanael. No one expected anything to come out of Nazareth. And yet it is exactly from that most unlikely place where everything begins. So today, as we look around and wonder what we can do to make a difference, we don't need to look to the bright city lights to find God at work. Do you know what I've come to really learn over the last 9 months getting to know you guys through your PNC? I've seen God at work right here in Caldwell, in and through all of you in this church. Right, God's been working here since what, the late 1700s? And God continues to work through each and every one of you in this place. God is present in every sandwich you pack, every meal you prepare for the soup kitchen. God's present with every donation you give to the African Dream Academy. God is present with every gracious offering to Oasis, every loving gift given to the Giving Tree at Christmas. See, we must never confuse big acts with great acts. Because tell me, for that one child whose only gift came from your kindness, that you didn't change their lives, if even for a moment. I've seen God is present in everything you're doing here. God is with the dedicated people who have made the Neighbor Brigade something invaluable to those in need. God's present in every worship service you have, every hymn you guys sing, every word you pray to the Lord. God is present with all of you. God's focused on calling all of the lost sheep back home. And the Lord is doing that work here through all of you in this church. You are a shining light for the Lord in a world where darkness seeks to reign. Through you, that light will be victorious. Through you, that light will call people home. That is our call. That is our invitation today from Jesus Christ. To be just like Philip, all we need to do is go out and invite people to come and see. We don't have to go far. We can do that wonderful work in this very community. Invite others back home. Invite others to come and see the light of Christ shining right here. That's our call in this world as disciples of Christ. Invite others to come and see what's possible, and then trust that the Spirit will guide them home. Jesus spent his entire earthly ministry seeing the unlikely people in the unlikely places. That is what this church has been doing for generations and what we can continue doing going forward. We can go to the unlikely places. We can find the unlikely people, the ones the rest of the world tries so hard to throw away, and we can invite them back home right here into the loving arms of Jesus Christ. So come and see, my friends. Come and see that God is accomplishing great things at the First Presbyterian Church at Caldwell. Come and see. Come and see everything that is possible for the people of God in the future. Jesus is inviting each of us today to come and see what's possible. And at the very end of the reading, Jesus says, "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." That "you" of which Jesus speaks, that's plural. He's not just talking to Nathanael. He's talking to all of us here. If we come and see, if we but follow him, we will see the very heavens opened. But we have to take that first step the one that's always the hardest. Now, thankfully, we aren't in the same position as Philip or Nathaniel, are we? They had nothing to go on, but John's word in Jesus' very brief invitation. Thankfully, we all know the story, don't we? We know how this story ends in just a few weeks. At the beginning of the sermon, I invited everyone to travel back with me before everything, before anything happened. And we saw his first disciples take the hardest step with no possible idea of what could happen. And now at the end of the sermon, we can come back to our present day where we know how it ends. We know the heavens do open up when Jesus is nailed to the cross. We know the journey on which discipleship will take us. All we have to do is take that first step. So come and see. Come and see everything that is possible with a life in Christ. Come and see everything that can happen when we follow Jesus into the unlikely places to find the unlikely people. Come and see that Christ is calling you, all of you, here today in this place. Come and see, my friends. Come and see. Come and see what happens when we trust the Lord. Come and see what's next. Amen.